Good evening. In case you didn't know, this is the last session of the course tonight. Now, whether or not you have found it profitable, I know that I certainly have in many ways. First of all, if you haven't already guessed, I find this line of work very enjoyable, and I enjoy the discussion periods especially. It is very profitable to put one's philosophy on the block and let everybody take a swing at it, because the only way you can go is up. If you find an area that does not stand up to hard challenge, then obviously all you can do is improve upon it and find a better way of doing what you've been trying to accomplish. And I get a much clearer understanding of my own ideas just by having to organize them for the lessons of the course. So I profit from the course in addition to just the financial reward. And even though that is not the only determination in considering whether or not to offer the course, I'm not sure that the course will be given again. It was as financially profitable as I had expected it to be, and for that I thank you very much, but I don't believe that it will be profitable enough to offer it again right at the present time. Now, before presenting tonight's material, I'd like to call attention again to those individuals I feel have been the greatest help to me in identifying these ideas. Most of the material in the course has been independently developed by me over a period of several years, beginning in about 1953. But there are many specific points that have been gleaned from others that I've attempted to label as we went along during these 8 weeks. But there's also that very intangible help that you cannot label specifically and say this is from this individual and so forth. There are a lot of individuals that give you very subtle help that is very, very positive and helps to make the whole philosophy much clearer. And I wouldn't want that help to go unrecognized. I think the four individuals who have contributed the most to the specific material I've been presenting in the last 8 weeks are Mildred Progar, Ayn Rand, Marian Landers, and Alvin Lowy. Mildred Progar is a former associate of mine who has made many independent discoveries in this field, and Ayn Rand, I'm sure, is known to everyone in this room, and my contact there has been all one-sided because all I've done is to read her works. I've never talked to her, but I'm afraid that there is a great deal that I disagree with her on, as you may have noticed, as presented in this course. But it doesn't change the tremendous insight that I have gotten from the areas with which I have found her reasoning to be in keeping with my view of reality. And in those particular areas, I feel I've profited tremendously from her insight and her clarification. Marian Landers and Alvin Lowy are both local entities here in Los Angeles, and perhaps you're familiar with one or both of them. They're both highly original thinkers and very articulate. And if you ever have the opportunity to be exposed to their work, then I certainly recommend it very highly. In addition, I've received help that has contributed indirectly to this course from David Curry, Andrew Galambos, and Joan Hall. And Tom Sanders, who is enrolled here but not here this evening, has been of direct benefit in helping me to file down a lot of the rough edges on the definitions and slapping me around a little bit when I get too authoritarian or easygoing about some of the ideas. And on top of everything else, after all that help, he enrolled in the course, so he must have been satisfied with his work.